I heard him discussing it on the way in.
Okay. So, I'm going to be dribbling out the introductions. You guys already kind of know who everybody is, but just we'll fill in information here. Well, really, there's not really that much actual information to supply about this fellow here on my right, your left. He comes from an alternate dimension, which seems much nicer than this dimension in some ways, although there are other things that might not be as dependable. But it certainly is great to, it's just one of my favorite things to do, to just be around this guy. So whenever he comes in from, swings in from that other place, it's always great to be near him. Terrorist fist bump. Yeah, baby. All right. So, Rashad Eggleston.
Let me tell you what we're going to do here, Dan.
I'm almost a Lobster. I come from Carmel, California. Anyways, so you could see, if you were from the Mystic Hills of Carmel, you might develop a otherworldly type of imagination.
Right? Say yes.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. Thanks, Daryl. Well, Mr. Eggleston here is having just a great time on this tour, and thanks a lot to Daryl and everybody for having me again. One time, a million times. Anyways, there's a song about a real friendly dude. And in fact, I got into his spirit today, maybe a little bit in the woods. I was hiking in Big Sur, and I maybe took off my clothes and jumped in the river and was like running around, you know, like skipping and flying down the mountain. It's just a good time. And
he's
that's what
Heckler.
What's that?
He's not lying.
He's lying. So, anyways, the point is that we're going to play a song called Hegwalard Basugi Man. And Hegwalard Basugi Man is just that type of dude, except he never has to worry about falling off the cliff or gravity. It's like, you guys know where Marina is? One time I had this dream that the hills of Marina were made of pure spongy material, and then I was just like jumping down them, boing, boing, no hurt, no harm or pain. The Hegwalard Basugi Man is a slightly dreamlike character in that he has no consequence of chainsaws or other bone-crushing devices invented on planet Earth. So this is a song where you gotta just go narc in out at the right time, right? Can we get that?
Narc in out.
Narc in out.
Narc in out.
Yep, and they'll show you right where to put it. You just read their lips then and we'll be all good.
That opens the interdimensional portal.
Yeah, and if this doesn't, well, that sure will.